Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bill Corman. I'm the founder and CEO of Built for Life Financial Agency, a national financial services company. I'm a serial entrepreneur and the author of The 168 Game, Time Ownership versus Time Management. And I'm here today to help you take back control of your most valuable asset, right? You might think that's money, because financial service. No, it's not. It's actually your time. You see, time is the true currency of life. Money, when spent, can be made again. You'll hear a little bit about my story in a few minutes. Time, when spent, though, is gone forever. Time, when spent, it's gone forever. All right, so let's start out. I got a question for you. Who was right, Newton or Einstein? What do I mean? Newton believed that time was absolute, and Einstein believed that time was relative. According to theories, Isaac Newton believed that time was an absolute and unchanging flow of constant rate for everyone, as opposed to Albert Einstein believed time was relative, meaning it could be perceived differently. How about this? Perceived differently depending on your frame of reference or lens you view it through, like speed or the gravitational field, suggesting that how you managed, or as we're about to find out, how you own it, essentially bending time or compressing time to fit your needs. So let's explore that a little bit more. Newton's perspective, time is like a constant river flowing at a steady pace for everyone. Einstein's perspective is time is flexible, depending on your movement and environment, meaning you could stretch it, you could compress it, or you could even bend it based on your perception of time. So how does this apply what we're going to learn today about time ownership? Newtonian approach focused on strict schedules, consistent routines, dividing time into equal parts, planners, time blocking, etc. Whereas Einstein's approach, prioritizing tasks based on your current energy level, being mindful of how certain activities can make time feel faster or slower, and recognize that sometimes, you guys love this, sometimes taking breaks can actually make you more productive. Now, before we dive into the 168 game, let me ask you all another question. Has anyone ever wished for more hours in a day? Like, let's be honest, that's all of us, right? I know I have, and you know, guess what? I did some research. It turns out there is only 24 hours in a day. I know, I was shocked just like you. Yes, there's only 24 hours in a day, but here's the catch. Every single one of us, no matter our last name, race, age, gender, profession, income, background, we get the same 168 hours each week. That's it. No more, no less. It's estimated that thousands of books have been published and millions of copies sold of this concept of time management over the last 50 years. Some truly amazing books. I know I've read a lot of them. But here's the question after you. If the concept of time management really worked, then why do so many people still struggle? Think about it. If it actually worked, why do so many people struggle? So if we all have the same 168 hours in a week, why does it feel like some people are just crushing it? They're winning at the game of life, while others are just barely keeping our heads above water? The answer is simple. It's not about managing time. It's about owning. Welcome to the 168 game, time ownership versus time management. In my book, I break down the difference between time management and time ownership. That time management is this ancient relic we've been holding on to for far too long. You know, the kind of thing where you make lists, set reminders, try to squeeze every last second out of every day, just like you're pushing and squeezing a lemon at the bottom of a glass. But here's the truth. Time management is a myth. It's a myth. It's like trying to manage the wind or herding cats. Good luck with that. Time ownership, on the other hand, is about taking control of your time, making it work for you and not the other way around. Think of it this way. When you're managing your time, you're reacting. When you own your time, you're being proactive. Simple, just think about a simple business. If you and I own a business, right, and we're the owners and we hire the best manager in the world, they even think like an entrepreneur. They will never, ever, ever understand the business the way we do as owners. So think about your time the same way. You set the terms, you dictate the flow, and you decide how those precious 168 hours are going to be spent. And let me tell you, when you play the 168 game right, the rewards are life-changing. Let's talk about the cost of not owning your time. Now, I want to throw some numbers at you because the facts are powerful. Did you know that anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the U.S. and it affects over 40 million adults, or 19.1% of our population? Staggering. And that number has been climbing at an alarming rate. Depression, it affects 17 million Americans, many of whom feel like they're in constant race against the clock. In fact, the study from the book Anxious Generation highlights that one of the leading causes of anxiety and depression is feeling a loss of control, particularly over time. We live in an age today, 24/7 connectivity, right? Cell phones, watches, social media distractions, unrelenting pressure to be on all the time. No wonder people feel trapped in a cycle of stress. By reclaiming ownership of your time, you're not just improving productivity, you're improving your mental health. In a 168 game, we've seen people who apply these principles feel more in control, less stressed, and most importantly, more fulfilled. The connection between owning time and your mental well-being cannot be overstated. When you take control of your time, you take back control of your mind. But here's the kicker. You have the power. You have the power to break that cycle. The 168 game is the key. It's your way to reclaim ownership of your time, and by doing so, you reclaim ownership of your life. Instead of living in a state of constant reaction, running from task to task, meeting to meeting, notification to notification, you can live deliberately, purposefully, and with intention. And it's not just about theory. I've seen people who have applied these principles not only take back control of their 168 hours, but they take back control of their entire lives. Literally, thousands and thousands of lives have been transformed. They've started businesses, they've strengthened their relationships, they've improved their health, they found peace of mind, all because they stopped managing time and they started owning it. Why the 168 game will change your life. So let me share a quick story with you. I remember when I was in the Navy, trying to juggle faith, family, fitness, and finance, my four pillars, there was a point where I was drowning. I was managing my time, or at least trying to, but it was all failing me. The more I try to control my time, the more it seemed to be slipping away. It led from what I thought was financial success to literally bankruptcy. That's when I realized I needed a new approach, something that would allow me to take ownership of every hour, every second, every minute, that I wanted to develop a new way of life. And I created the 168 game strategy that changed everything for me. And I want that same change for you. I want you to feel the power of taking back control of your life. So how does the 168 game work? It's actually simple, but simple doesn't always mean easy, right? So here's a sneak peek into the process from my book. Number one, time audit. This is where you start. And I'll warn you now, this can be painful. You're going to take an honest look at where your time is going. You may think you're spending an hour on email, but in reality, it's closer to 3 hours a day. When you include all those quick glances at your inbox. And you know what? We all do it. Number two, prioritization. The next comes the fun part, deciding what's really important. We've all been guilty of confusing urgency with importance. The 168 game, you will learn how to prioritize your time based on what really moves the needle in your life, not what someone else puts on you. Number three, time blocking. This is not your average time blocking technique. This is like time blocking on steroids. You block your time according to your true priorities and you commit to it. You become a guardian of your time. Just like you wouldn't let someone steal your wallet, you don't let people or distractions steal your time. Number four, the non-negotiables. These are the elements of your life that are sacred. Family time, self-care, faith, whatever it may be for you, these are protected at all costs. Because if you don't own these aspects of your time, everything else starts to fall apart. Your non-negotiables. Let's talk about building your pillars. When we talk about the 168 game, a major concept is the idea of non-negotiables, the foundation activities and the values that shape your life. For me, those are four pillars in this order: faith, family, fitness, and finance. And I've built my life and all of my companies on these four pillars. The key is to identify what your non-negotiables are and protect them fiercely. Here's a couple of simple action items. Number one, define your pillars. What are the four or five areas of your life that matter most to you? Is it family time, fitness, faith, personal development? Identify them and make them untouchable. Number two, block time for those non-negotiables first. Do this first. Before you add anything else to your calendar, schedule time for these foundational pillars. Whether it's going to the gym, spending quality time with your spouse, attending spiritual practice, these blocks of time should be unbreakable. These are anchors that keep you grounded as you navigate the rest of your week. Time audit. I want to emphasize just how crucial this step is in taking back control. We often believe we're fully aware of how we're spending our time. But let me tell you, the results of real time audit can be shocking. In fact, recent studies show that most people underestimate their screen time by more than 50%. You think you're just clicking here and you're on your phone for a couple seconds, a couple minutes here and there, but in reality, it's adding hours to your day. Here's what I challenge you to do as part of your time audit. Track every minute of your day for the next 72 hours. Not every second, but every minute. Write it all down. Yes. Write it down. This means that 2 minutes spent scrolling on Instagram when you meant to answer an email. This level of self-awareness is the first part of reclaiming your 168 hours. Number two, look for time thieves. These are activities that don't serve your priorities. Once you identify them, you can either eliminate them or replace them with more productive or fulfilling tasks. By doing a time audit, you hold a mirror up for your habits and you start to see where you can take back control. Now, let's talk about a concept from the book I call Time Integrity. Owning your time isn't just about eliminating distractions or saying no. It's about being fully present in whatever you're doing. Studies show that multitasking, how many times have we heard this? I know there's a battle of sexes when it comes to multitasking. The actually multitasking surveys and data and research has shown that it can reduce your productivity by as much as 40%. And yet many of us are constantly dividing our attention. Time integrity means committing to single tasking, giving your full time and attention to a single task at hand, like putting away that cell phone at dinner or spending time with the spouse or your kids. Try this challenge, time integrity challenge for you. For one day, commit to giving every task your undivided attention, whatever it is that you're working on, a meeting, family dinner, workout. Just focus completely on that one activity. You'll be amazed at how much more efficient and effective you become when you're not distracted by trying to do three things at once. Another important pillar of the 168 game is prioritization. But prioritization is more than just making a to-do list. It's about recognizing that every yes to something is a no to something else. The problem isn't always we don't have enough time. It's that we're saying yes to the wrong things. In fact, the survey showed that people who frequently overcommit end up with a higher risk of burnout and anxiety. The truth is that learning to say no, two letters, one meaning, is one of the most powerful time ownership tools. When you own your time, you make deliberate decisions about where your energy goes. For example, the genius Elon Musk, he says no, two letters, one meaning, no to 95% of the requests that come his way. So I'm going to give you some practical steps you can work on. The three yes rule. Before saying yes to any new commitments, ask yourself, does this align to my top three priorities? Your morals, your values, and your principles. Does this I'm saying yes to align to my MVPs, my morals, values, and principles? If it doesn't, the answer is no. If you still feel compelled or you're emotionally drawn or driven to that, add this to a list that you're going to create called literally you write at the top of the list, yes for later, and you park those things there. on the list, yes for later. You're going to, number two, you're going to create time buffers. Block out unscheduled time in your day for reflection or for handling the unexpected. This ensures that your schedule isn't so packed that you're constantly reacting instead of actually owning. Okay, so the game. There's three levels to the game. Time ownership apprentice. This takes you about 1 to 3 months. Coming, the next level in the game is a time ownership journeyman. This takes you about 3 to 6 months. And the ultimate level, winning the game and taking back control of everything in your life, this is what we call a time ownership master. This takes you 9 to 12 months. So as you work through the 160 game daily, you'll develop new habits. You'll shed the old ones. The magic to success is not really magic at all. It's actually just consistency. Doing those seemingly insignificant things over and over again to win the game. This process will help you in all areas of your life because so many things we struggle with today, so many things we struggle with can be solved by just being consistent. Don't quit 3 feet from gold. Let me share this real world success story with you. There are tons of examples in the book. However, one of my favorite stories is about a young entrepreneur who came to me feeling completely overwhelmed. She was working 80 hours a week trying to build her business, but she was just completely burning out. After applying to 168 game principles, she reduced her working hours by 30% while increasing her revenue by 50%. Now she works less, earns more, spends quality time with her family, something she hasn't done in years. So if she can do it, so can you. The time is now. Now I know some of you are thinking, right? Yeah, that's great, Bill. That sounds great, but I just don't have the time. Oh, the irony, right? We've all heard this before. And for me, if I had a dollar for every time someone said that, I'd actually have enough to buy myself an extra 24 hours in a day, or at least hire a really good assistant. All jokes aside, the truth is this. You do have the time. Everyone does. The problem isn't time. It's how you're using it. This is not just a speech. This is a wake-up call. Stop being a slave to that clock. Stop allowing other people. Please stop allowing other people, tasks, and distractions to dictate your life. Take back control, play the 168 game, and own your time. Okay, so tonight I have a challenge for each and every one of you. I'm going to challenge you to do a time audit. It's real simple. Take 10 minutes and see where the time is going. It will surprise you, I promise you. This is the first step to you owning your life, owning your 168. I guarantee that once you start playing the 168 game, your life will change forever. But it starts with you making a decision to take back control now, not tomorrow, now. If you're ready to unlock the power of time ownership, I invite you to dive into my book. Let it be your guide. Let it be your catalyst for change that you've been desperately desiring in your life for years. And for those of you looking to take it even further, let's talk. I'm passionate about helping people transform their lives through time ownership. It has changed everything and every aspect of my life. And I love to speak at your organization or event. Together, we can reach millions and millions of people and create a world where everyone wins their 168 game. Time management is squeezing life into your schedule. It's like trying to fit an elephant in a suitcase. Time ownership, that's about building a suitcase big enough for your life to actually fit in the life you want. It's about finding time. It's not about finding time. It's about creating a life that fits your vision, your purpose, and your passion. Imagine a world where every person owns their 168 hours, not just survives them. This is the new standard for success, living deliberately, shaping your time, and in turn, shaping your life and the world around you. It's a quote by Bill Cormack, myself. As we wrap up here, I have a question for you. You have 160 hours this week. How will you spend them? How can you keep managing your time, or would you like to own it? The choice is yours. You can keep managing it or you can own it. The choice is yours, but the opportunity is now. So let's go win this game together. Check out our website, www.the168game.com, the168game.com. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.